everyone. Welcome to Wellness Leads Podcast. I am your host, Sarah Maria, and you made it to the first ever episode in this pod. I am so happy and truly excited for this. I can't quite explain my feelings right now that I'm finally doing it. So I had this idea to create a podcast for so long, as I really, really love consuming content on this platform. I wanted to be part of it and to share my voice and my thoughts with all of you. I have so many things to talk about, too many topics to explore together here, and yes, stick around to find out more. So since this is going to be the first ever episode, I thought I'm going to introduce myself. So my name is Sarah Maria. Actually, my friends call me Maria, even though it's not my first name. Technically, it's my second first name. And yes, not my middle name. I am 21. I turned 21 last November, actually. So I'm Scorpio. I'm an artificial intelligence and data science engineering student currently in my fourth year. So I'll be graduating next year, inshallah. As a 21-year-old, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs and self-doubt on all of this. And I just created this so we can explore all of it together and hopefully help you be a better you. Now, without further ado, let's get into this episode. I wanted the first ever episode to be a bit encouraging and energy giving in a sense, and full with high vibrations to set the vibe for this pod. I also wanted this episode to be the kind of episodes you could get back to whenever you needed a boost of motivation or a push, shall I say. So you probably guessed it from the title, it's going to be all about new beginnings and starting something new or starting from scratch. In this episode, I will discuss overcoming fear and stepping out of your comfort zone, taking the lead and how to overcome that fear of starting something new. I know this is such a common situation to be in. We will break it down in today's episode. And I'm going to be telling you how you act in this kind of situations to get the most out of them and not to let them control you. And I just want you to remember that you're not alone in these feelings. Like, if you are currently experiencing that, I want you to know that you're definitely not alone. And it's something so common, actually, that too many people can relate to. I know it can be so stressful to actually do something new, especially if you're starting from scratch. Trust me, I know all about it. I have started this podcast from zero followers. I'm talking zero followers on everything, like without an online presence. So technically, I've started from scratch. I feel like too many people are talking about how hard it is and like tips to win over that stress or anxiety. And really less people are talking about how actually starting something new is also so exciting. It's something you should celebrate, whether it's embarking a new journey, learn a new skill, start a new business. I don't know. First moments are too exhilarating. The first months are the most exciting, where you are trying new things and exploring new parts of yourself, discovering new talents maybe you didn't realize you had. Yes, they are stressful, but it comes with a lot of excitement. The honeymoon phase, as I like to call it, where you're truly having fun and constantly pushing your limits, because they give you some sort of freedom and there are no strings to your creativity, no strings to how you can handle things. It's like choosing the design and color palette for a new website or software, or like the furniture of a new house. Even if like the moving process can be so overwhelming, these parts make it fun and make it enjoyable. And it's the same really for every new experience. It's actually scientifically proven that trying new things increase your adaptability and agility to acquire new skills. It also improves your memory and boosts your mood and motivation. We all like novelty, one way or another. If we look to the meaning of novelty, novelty is the quality of being new or unusual, like trying new things. How can we find novelty? It's by trying anything new, like different or unusual. It could be like working in a new environment and so on. But if we dig a bit deeper into that, we'll find that novelty is handled by a special part in our brain, which is linked to the area that plays a huge role in learning and memory. That's why you have a higher chance to learn new skills. But also, you've probably heard about dopamine, and its effect on the brain. It's often referred to as the reward chemical. Well, actually, recent research has shown that novelty is more closely related to motivation and all that, as it's related to the seeking reward rather than the reward itself. So if we call in dopamine the reward chemical, then we can call novelty the seeking reward chemical. The brain reacts to novelty by releasing dopamine, which makes us want to go looking for a reward. Now, how cool is that? Okay, a lot of scientific facts, I just realized. But just to tell you that there are other sides of starting something new. There are literally two sides. Of course, there is the stressful one, but there is also this brighter one that you should and could focus on, especially in beginning. So if you focus more on the excitement rather than the stress, which is in most cases inevitable, really, trust me, it will be a lot easier to climb that first step. Because yes, going and persuading big goals is going to be uncomfortable. You will find yourself pushing your limits, like outside, way outside of your comfort zone. But it's a good thing. And yes, you're not going to feel at your highest doing something new. You're going to feel not ready enough. But remember that it's all in you. Because the fact that you had the idea, it means you could do it. And it's only a matter of mindset. Starting a new thing was never about how good you were at it. Because skills are going to come down the road. You will develop yourself during the process, and it's all about you wanting to try it and having enough courage and confidence to do so. So, if it didn't go as planned, then okay, it's totally fine. You can try something new. One thing you should know is that you will never regret doing something as much as you would regret not doing it at all. Because even if it doesn't go well, you took at least a lesson from it and a new experience. You want to avoid asking yourself what if in your life, because really there is never an answer to this question. So yes, even if you have no idea how to do it, or you feel like you have very minimal information or skill set or talent, well, especially talent, it simply does not matter. Actually, most successful athletes made it through hard work and determination and not through talent. And there are hundreds of research who compare talent to hard work, which means you shouldn't worry about these things. So I am telling you from now to eliminate all the skills and knowledge excuses. Most people don't know what they are doing from the start. Trust me, you could ask qualified engineers who wouldn't have gotten the job if they were not qualified, but they still feel like they are just lucky or like they don't know what they're doing. That's the case for everyone in the beginning. You just can't let these feelings discourage you or control you or get in the way from you trying something new. Because if you do let them, you'll never do the first step. This brings me to why is it that the first step is always so important, if not the most important step. It's simply because it takes you more than just one step ahead. Okay, let me tell you this. Let's say you wanted to go to the gym and work out more often. And for argument's sake, let's say gym stress you out and you're not comfortable with the vibe. The first step here would be you getting a gym subscription or like booking a couple of classes. I don't know, booking a spin class, or you could get a whole month subscription. But we agree that this is going to hold you accountable. So you're more likely to actually go and show up for your classes than, let's say, you won't book a class in advance. You don't take that first step, but you say, okay, I'll go on Monday, I'm going to book a class Sunday morning. Cut two, Sunday morning, you might not feel like going and new reasons start showing up, as if like that fear is creating new reasons and excuses for you not to book a class and not to go. But if you have booked a class, you're more likely to go because of course you're not going to want to waste your money. And same goes for everything in life, really. First steps take you further, way further than one step ahead. Okay, how many of us dream big? I'm guessing a lot. How many of us actually get their hands dirty? How many of us try at least and move past the planning phase? Or the trap phase, as we're gonna call it. Because like planning so much is just like a trap. without taking that first step. See, the difference between these two really goes down again to the first ever action. However, taking action does sometimes come with fear and self-doubt, and I'll talk all about this in a minute, but if you are experiencing it, I just want you to know that these feelings are very common when doing something new. It's totally fine. I'm here for you. Everyone is here for you, and everyone really experiences it. The important thing to remember about any kind of fear and anxiety is that they serve a purpose, and that it is to protect us from potential danger and keep us alive. Like, it's natural. Fear is natural. So to an extent, it's somehow normal or even beneficial to be afraid of the new and the unfamiliar and the unknown. So being human is to be afraid of the unfamiliar. So the fear of failure is also common when trying something new, because failure is like the most readily available option. Can I say, it's easy for our mind to go there, because simply success requires a lot of work and confidence and motivation, and it takes a lot of mental strength and resilience to keep working towards your goal, like despite the setbacks. We as a human are really quite admirable because we keep trying despite the odds not always being in our favor. We are resilient and we get back up again when life knocks us down. So this type of fear of failure, actually, some psychologists have argued that fear of failure is not about the failure itself at all, rather than we are afraid of the shame and embarrassment that comes with it. So let's say you wanted to try, I don't know, I'm trying to give an example. So you wanted to try something new, and one of the reasons you are afraid is that fear of failure. But the majority of scientists are saying that this fear is you actually being afraid of that embarrassment. But hey, the good thing about fear is that you can overcome it. The bad news is, in order to do it, the only way is to go straight through it. You cannot avoid fear and hope that it will magically get better or like disappear. But with some conscious effort and work, you can learn to overcome all of this. And it's all about mindset. It's all about shifting your focus and replacing every negative feeling with a positive one. Train your mindset to believe in you. Train your mindset to trust your abilities. Practice journaling. Pick up a pen and a journal. It could be just the note app on your phone. Whenever you have these feelings, whenever you have these negative thoughts, and start changing them. Write things like, I am worthy of that. Give examples to why you're capable of that. Write about a great experience that you had and made you feel over the moon to kind of channel those feelings back into the present moment. Trust me, I do this all the time. This will make a huge shift in your mood and mindset. And mindset is the key to unlocking your full potential. So take good care of that and make every negative feeling work for you and not against you. Always remember that you are in charge of where your mind takes you. So shift your focus to what's important and what matters the most to you, and ignore the other thoughts. Watching your thoughts is so, so important, because they will become your words, and eventually words turn into actions, and actions are going to form your future. So watch your thoughts to protect your future. Another important thing is to start small. So the key to conquering any kind of fear is to start small and try to work your way up to the really big, scary stuff. Taking the first step does not have to be a giant leap. In fact, small steps can often lead to big changes. If you're afraid of public speaking, instead of getting in front of an auditorium of thousands, try performing to a small crowd. Ask your friends to come listen, or your family. It's really essential to collect positive experiences and little successes. This can help you move on and gradually improve. So think of overcoming your fear as a staircase. Take it one step at a time. Don't try to jump several steps behind. Enjoy every step and celebrate your little milestones, because this also helps a lot to achieve more. Once you get kind of a taste of success, it will give you a boost of energy and motivation to go further. It's addictive, really. The feeling is so addictive. Another thing I want to talk about, and I feel like it's also key to overcome that fear, is to focus on what you can control. I'm gonna insist on this. So focus on what you can control and ignore the what-if scenarios. We often come up with those when we are nervous, but the key is to never let yourself think about them for more than like a second or like 2 seconds. As soon as a what-if scenario crosses your mind, take it back and figure out what you can control. And don't waste your energy on those things. If you're nervous about public speaking, practicing in advance and getting organized is under your control. But whether the microphone will work, how many people are gonna be there, these things are not under your control and you should not think about them. If you're nervous about joining the gym, let's break down what's under your control and what's not. So, first, you can bring a friend with you, or you can go with someone who already know their way around. You can sign up for a session with a personal trainer to get a proper orientation. These things are completely under your control. Things that are not under your control are, how many people are going to be in the gym? Or do all of the machines work? Is there enough room in the locker room? Worrying about these things is not useful and is not beneficial for you, and you should focus your effort on the stuff that you can control. So before I wrap all of this, I want you to know that whatever you're doing, you don't have to do it alone. There are countless resources and support systems available to help you along the way. From mentors to online courses, there is really no shortage of guidance and support. And if you need a little extra motivation, just look to the people who have already taken that first step and achieved great things. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to really take this word as an inspiration and really benefit from this. I'll wrap up this episode by saying that trying something new is scary, but there is an inherent risk of failure when stepping out of your comfort zone. However, you need to step out of your comfort zone to develop as a human being. So learning to overcome your fears can only be good for you, and every time is the right time to conquer your fear. So why not try something new? And just remember, there was once a younger version of you that did not think you'd make it here today, and you did. And that's it for today's episode, guys. Have you overcome your fear of starting something new lately? If you'd like to share your own experience, I'd love to hear all about it. DM me on my Instagram, and that's at Sarah Mitish. And make sure to follow the show's Instagram as well, and that's at Wellness Leads Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and for making it this far in this episode. I hope you find this episode helpful and inspiring. If you enjoyed it, please leave a review and let me know what you thought. And whatever you're doing, whether you're getting ready for school or work, I wish you the most productive day. Or maybe you're just on a nice walk, or you're just chilling home, taking the day off to unwind and relax. I wish you a great day as well. I'm going to be back next week, inshallah, with a new episode. I'll see you on Tuesday. Until then, keep your energy up and take care of yourself, and let's elevate our wellness together.